Live from your neighborhood, it's the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour. WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
Well, now you listening at home, you know it doesn't take an awful lot for me to get shocked just because I've worked in the news for over 15 years. But when I saw a few weeks ago that Dr. Estrella, superintendent of schools here in Norwalk, put in a resignation letter, I thought, oh, please come on my diner tour one more time before you leave. And she is sitting in front of me right now, superintendent of schools. Dr. Estrella, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. I really enjoy joining you in these conversations.
Yeah, I'm so happy that I got to catch you before you leave. Why are you leaving me? Where are you going?
Well, I have the honor of becoming the new superintendent of Gwinnett County Public Schools. I'm really excited about it. I'm also a little sad that I'm leaving Norwalk because Norwalk has been home for over now 6 years.
Wow.
And I can't believe that I'm the longest standing superintendent in Norwalk Public Schools for a few decades now. So it's kind of sad to go.
Yeah, of course. I mean, but wait, so that's where, Georgia?
Georgia.
Holy cow, girlfriend. So you're going to be a Southern peach. That's where you're going. You're leaving New England for the South.
I am leaving New England for the South.
That's a big move, Dr. Estrella.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Are you allowed to say if you're nervous or not? Like, how are you feeling?
Well, it's normal to be nervous and excited at the same time. Last week, I was I took some vacation time and went to Gwinnett and had a tour of town halls. I had went to every single district in Gwinnett, had the opportunity to meet with the people, provide my 100-day entry plan, and just have a open conversation with the public. And I was so well received. I'm so excited about the work ahead. I start July 1st over in Gwinnett, and I can't wait to join the team. At the same time, I'm really sad to leave my team here in Norwalk in my community. I've grown so much here, and I've done so many great things that I hope continue to move forward upon my departure.
Well, and I know they have an interim superintendent now, but I mean, let's talk about over the last few years what you really are most proud of. I mean, let's start with Sono. I think we have to, because that has to be your claim to fame, I would think, as a superintendent of schools in Norwalk.
Oh, I'm so proud of being able to work alongside the city and legislators to make sure that the Sono kids have a home and that kids can walk to school in South Norwalk, something that for a number of decades the community has advocated for, and they finally have. And I'm happy to have been part of that, right? It's such a big accomplishment. And this past September, when we opened the doors and I saw the kids coming in, it was one of the biggest accomplishments I think I can say I've had here in Norwalk.
I remember our first diner tour was 3 years ago, and you had, I mean, that was all we talked about, because it was kind of, I mean, I don't know how long that process was, but I mean, just the stories, if I can remember correctly, kids were on the bus forever, it felt like, and just that experience of being able to kind of have your school in your own neighborhood, it was just missing for such a long time. And I know that was something you really advocated for. I can remember that. And when it finally came to fruition, I feel like that is all we talked about. See, they're even celebrating back there. Opa.
Yeah.
I don't know how long that process was, but it is amazing that it finally, that's all I thought about actually this past fall, was I thought she did it. She got it. She got the school open.
It took a few years in my part and a few decades for the community to have this. So it's just such a big accomplishment to see kids coming into the school, the community now having a space that they can utilize after school hours to bring community together, to embrace the culture, the diversity within South Norwalk in a place that they can call home is such a big accomplishment. And I think coupled with that, many other things that I have been able to bring to Norwalk, like developing a portrait of a graduate, building equity processes to ensure that all students felt welcome and had a good sense of belonging, revamping curricula that was outdated for a number of years, even policy that had not been looked at for a few decades, and making sure that all our policies were up to date, that students had the resources that they needed in all of the schools to accomplish areas of interest. We built a number of pathways over the course of the several years. We have IB from elementary all the way to high school now, for instance. So there's so much to celebrate in terms of the work that I've been able to do collectively with the team, and that will hopefully continue to help students prosper in Norwalk as I exit.
Yeah. And again, Dr. Estrella is here, superintendent of schools in Norwalk. How are things going with the high school? Speaking of upgrades and just things happening in the district for, you know, the physical buildings.
So I'm really excited of the work that's happening in Norwalk High P-TECH. The school every day looks more and more complete. So they are on track to finish, and I can't wait to see the end product. Unfortunately, I won't be here to see the school completed, but you will take pictures and send them to me. So I'll be watching.
I'm sure they'll post them on social media. That's so neat.
Yeah. So I'm really excited about that project and its completion, and it's moving along really well. So kids will soon be able to engage in a brand new facility.
Yeah, that's so exciting. I meant to ask you this before, Dr. Estrella. How many kids are now in your new district when you go to Georgia? How many kids are you serving?
We have about 180,000 students in Gwinnett County Public Schools.
I had a feeling it was a big one. I don't know why, but it just felt like it was a lot. What does that compare to Norwalk?
So Norwalk right now is at 11,500.
That's a big jump. Yeah. That's what I thought. So the only reason I thought that was like, I think in Bridgeport, it's a little over 19,000. I thought, all right, so Norwalk I know is smaller, but yeah, that's a big jump.
So I'm back to like New York style, right? When I was in New York,
sure,
I was
like,
serving 1.2 million. And now.
Who are you?
So in Gwinnett, like now we're serving.
You were such a boss. Wow. Norwalk was lucky to have you. That's incredible. I didn't realize that you had that experience. That you would come from. That's
New York,
crazy.
Yes. I led District 4 in New York City, and
wow.
I worked alongside the chancellor building processes around multilingual learners, students with special education, receiving special education services. So I was able to bring that expertise here to Norwalk, and I actually revamped the multilingual learner program here, as well as restructured services for special education to better align to student needs. And it's actually paid off really well. I'm leaving Norwalk with a graduation rate of close to 93%. Chronic absenteeism at its ultimate low. Increase in proficiency in ELA and mathematics. Being the number one city school district in the state of Connecticut when it comes to all of the competencies that the state monitors. So I'm really proud of those accomplishments because it means that students are doing better as a result of the changes that I've implemented in the district on behalf of them, right? Because my why is students, and being able to see them prosper brings me the most joy.
Well, I'm happy for Georgia. I'm sad for us. Although, you know, I know we have an interim right now who I know is very excited for the job. I don't know if this person wants it full time, but I know Norwalk is going to prioritize education because they hired somebody like you in the first place. So very bright future for obviously you, Dr. Estrella. And I want to thank you so much for always making the time for us on the show throughout the years. You've always made the time to respond, even if you couldn't come on the air, to answer my emails, to answer it. You've always been very, very good to the media. So I thank you so much for that. And good luck in this journey. It's very
thank
exciting.
You. And while I'm in Georgia, you can always tune in and I will take your call.
Oh, yeah.
And join the show.
Perfect. You know what? When I at some point never get syndicated, I will be sure to call you, and then you got to tell me what's going on with Georgia.
I will definitely do that. Thank
Perfect.
You for always welcoming me to your show.
I don't know anything about Georgia. I just know the Georgia Peach reference. That's why I'll never get syndicated there. But I let
but
you know.
Look at the bright side. I will be the person that will give you some insight.
Perfect. Well, and you're going to like a very bright place. It's like sunny there all the time. So that's really nice.
I'm looking forward to not calling snow days
for
a change.
Yeah, what is that going to be like, right? Because even in New York, you had to do it.
Yes.
So now
everywhere.
You don't have to. Wow.
Yeah. That's going to be a big difference.
Wow.
Not having those 3 a.m.
More students,
calls.
Less snow days.
Yeah.
That's a good trade-off. I like that. Dr. Estrella, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
And we are going to be right back with stop number 2 right here in Norwalk at the Post Road Diner for the Melissa in the Morning Brown Roofing Diner Tour. We'll be right back.